factors. And I love you because of that. I'm compassionate towards you because of that. You know, I'm meaning to share my time and energy with you because of the mission, because I can bring God to you and that energy to you. So after a while they see you are a wonderful person that they really need to be with you and around you because you have such beautiful energy and you are bringing a lot of wonderful things to them. Okay. Then naturally they do not become an obstacle in your path towards the mission, they become helpful. They push you towards, and then even eventually want to say, I'm gonna join with you with this wonderful energy that you bring to us. So you have to put a priority correctly. What is first in our life? It's been taught before. What are the hierarchy of being in our life? Number one is what? God. Number two is what? The one who takes you to God, the spiritual teacher. Number three is what? Your parents. And number four is your spouse. That's it. That's the four beings in your life that come. Of course, the spouse or your husband or wife, okay, extend your children, which are trusted to you for you to grow them up and help them up. And then they reach the point that they grow up and they're, you know, in the age of the fly, you have to let them grow. They're not there. Even your children are not yours. Children are trusted to you to help them to grow up. When they grow up, you have to, like those birds, you know, even help them how to fly away. They flew away and they came back. Great. They are yours. You are one. If you send a mission and join us, great. We are one. We have greater relationship because children, they become struggling, you know, spiritual beings that we travel together. And that's wonderful, you know, thing to have together. So, again, you know, the teaching is already given. What is the priority in your life? And if you have two priorities, it's not going to work. Okay? It's just, you have to, you then you have to look for it. Okay? You have no choice. So the strength of your life, the strength of your character, the strength of your commitment, the strength of your, you know, willingness to progress in your spiritual path is to put your priority correctly. What is first? What is second? What is third? Now, if I put God first, does that mean I have to forget about my parents? Does that mean I should neglect my wife or husband? Does that mean I should not take care of my children or my family? We never thought that. Never ever we thought you should neglect them. But you will, you know, commit yourself to them because God says it is a part of your life. It's a part of your life to, you know, to commit your life to your husband and wife. Okay. And it's a part of your life to take care of your parents. Okay. That's your duty. If you can help them, you have to help them. So if they are your way between you and God, should you listen to them or God? You should help them. But down the way, you should go around them and go to God. But love them and help them and do whatever you can do for them. If they can take you to God, that's great. They you know, face true beings, the spiritual teachers and parents. That's the greatest. You are lucky to have such a parent, but not only the parents, also take you to God, which is the goal of life. The goal of life is to become divine. How do you become divine? To realize God is everything. Okay? God is always everywhere with you, in you, out of you, and all that. So, if your parents cannot take you there, you have to find one who takes you there. In the scripture, read the word of God that has been sent to humanity. And also find the one that takes you to God. If you find a teacher who connects you to himself or herself, That is the red light. You are. Just run outside that, you can away from that teacher. This is not in the spiritual teacher, okay? This is an ego tree. You find the teacher connected to God. You say, I'm here to connect you to God, not to myself. If you get attached to me, then you lose the sight of your spiritual progress. You're gonna praise me in getting yourself realizing who you are. And that's the goal. The goal of love is to know thyself. Know thyself to know God. Like your guru or your spiritual teacher or how wonderful he is or she is. But who is God? What was behind him forever? Okay? His teeth also within you. If you say the teacher connects you to themselves, run away as fast as you could. If they connect you to God directly, then realize what you said is based on the word of God. It's the center. If they are, then the author, he sees the final meditation. Of course, he becomes the second most important person in your life. And the first one, of course, is God. His revelation, his word. Creation becomes the third part. Awakening of the spiritual forces. Creating the community. Sacrificing for it. So the living of some is it. And becoming universal. Then you become an elect. And that is what we are trying to create in this mission. If you are lukewarm, then you are not an elect. Are you? How can you become an elect? Have your priority correctly put down. You cannot have two gods. You cannot have two masters. If this is a struggle, I know it is in your life. You have been in this struggle for the last 20 years, and you haven't been able to choose which one is my master. That's why you become lukewarm. And then, if you're lukewarm, would be surprised if God says, well, you're not doing really my will. You shouldn't be surprised. I know I'm lukewarm. I'm kicked up in two different directions. Okay, if you're in an introspection, you don't know if you want to go to right and left, where do you want to go? It's just a stop. You don't know which way to turn. But if you decide to go to right, have you made a decision? Yes. You turn right and you continue your journey. But if you get to the intersection and you don't know where to go, then you never go anywhere. And that's right, you're stuck. Okay? So the act of not getting on the side is going back to the pattern, going to the revelation, going to the teaching. I said, well, how can I get on the side? Oh, okay. That's what it says, the hierarchical game. God is number one. The spiritual teacher is number two. Parents are number three. The spouse are number four. If my wife says, no, don't tell my parents, is she a good wife? Your husband? So I'm sorry, I love you, but my parents are before you. They are in a hierarchy. Right? I have to tell them. If your parents, parents says, no, don't go to your spiritual teachers. You find someone who's not connected to God, but don't go to stay with God and to stay with God's tradition and should you stay with your parents? So no, parents, we love you, I love you very much. If you ever need help, my help, if you ever wanted something that I can help you with, I'll be there for you. That's my God, I have to go. I have been here, I've come here for a purpose. I didn't come here to follow the word of God. That is the goal of the life, to become divine. So you go around your parents and go to God, the spiritual teacher. Okay, spiritual teacher says, okay, worship me and I'm wonderful, I'm the best thing, I'm the cosmic, teachers, and this is my Shreya, and I make some ashes, so I'm wonderful guy, or I make a lot of miracles and, I can summon the spies and the powers and And I can appear in two places and go from this and that. So what? Are you going to take me to God or not? I don't care, we can go out on the miracle. Doesn't make any sense and different to me. That's it. Are you going to take me? Because am I going to be able to get there? He says, no, I can't do that. But if you want more ashes, I can make some more ashes for you. He says, no, sorry. You can keep your ashes. I'm going to go somewhere else that takes me to God. And if eventually you find someone who talks about the thing, it's a spiritual, who produces the prophecies and brings you the, you know, greatest revelation ever that helps you to go to God. He says, ah, that's it. He found the answer. He is the right one. Then you can read Quran, you can read Bible, you can read, you know, the Punisher, you can read anything you want. But at the same time, realize integrating the great line of Doh or the eternal wonder, where they do fall or fall. Okay. Then you realize, oh wow, I can hear all the scriptures that didn't come to use anymore. So what is more important to me? To work on myself and his teaching, or, you know, still holding up and hanging to fuzzy teachings of the New Ages. And I learned that fuzzy thing from Mr. Bush. Fuzzy economy? He was keep talking, but...
Fuzzy
teaching of New Ages. Well, there are many paths. Is there a path faster than others? It means there is many ways. There is none. The only way is the eternal divine path. They have some truth in what he says in the way. He doesn't prophesy those paths of them coming. But that actually that is amazing. After all these years, being the Phoenician and hearing this background, the still you're saying there are many paths. That itself shows you're not, you're hanging on into, you know, this as you know. Just letting go out and say, yeah, he said this is the only way. There is no other way. There is no other path. It is not the fastest path, it is the only path. There is no fast or slow. This is it. So you have to give up, you know, those little, you know, ego hanging there. Eventually they say, okay, I gave up, you know. He says, you are going to give up to me, or you are going to give up to the world. Which one you give up? Two. That's what they're not going to ask you. Because they say, Guruko, you have to give up one of us. If you give up to God, you're just going to have your wife, husband, your children, your family, and everything. But you give to the world, you lose that. Actually, you lose your family too. And your husband, because you will fall to the lower nature. And after a while, you say, what do both of the wife and husband, you know, they hate each other, they just live with each other because they have such a lot of dependency, because their marriage is not based on that. Yeah, you might say to your husband, but you don't love your husband or your wife. Because it's not based on that. So, you have to choose. You have to make that final decision. You have to say, which way am I going to give up? My own knowledge and ideas and books I read and the things I have to study, where I'm going to listen to Zohar and the Tab songs and the Revelation and realize what I have done. Isn't saying that this revelation just from the, you know, oblivion. He prophesied it's going to come. He prophesied that this prophets are going to come. I'm not another guru here sitting and saying, oh, don't worry about it, just meditate. It's going to be okay. That is not a guru thing. We're talking about the prophesied revelation who has come after many prophecies and knowledge here, but and we are still hanging into our little knowledge and egos and things like that. I find it in that. You know, I have told you the great science and the eternal divine, but I'm gone. And then I say to someone the great science, I'm done with them. Either he, they say, it's up to them. It's not up to me. My responsibility is to give you the great science and the eternal divine. Your responsibility is to understand it. After understanding, you realize that this is the revelation caused due to action. In action, we destroy your faith. Faith without works is dead. So, you can see that it just, everything falls exactly like a puzzle and the mission. That's what just amazed me when I wrote through and to start realizing it more. It is so, such a puzzle. It just fits everything so perfectly together. If you fall in one part of it, you're not going to, you know, you miss the other parts of the puzzle. It's not going to work. Just go hand in hand. So again, I think I've given this satsang. It sounds a little familiar to me that I've already talked about this thing before, no? Yeah. To have the capacity to make the final decision. My ego, my world, this world, or God. If God, okay, what did God, what God said? He said, I'm going to send seven revelations. Okay. And I'm going to be mystery until the seven lines will come. And he's going to open a good seal with the seven seal. Alright, that is the God that really exists, and we all represent future them and believe in it as the Hindus and Buddhists and Christians and Muslims and Hindus and Jews and Baha'is. Okay, now it's the seventh day is here. The book is open. Am I still going to hang into my things? Or am I going to stay for him and say, sorry, Yavol, sorry, my family, sorry, my children. I have been called for a great thing. I'll be with you, but that is number one. Get it? If they don't get it, then I have to make a decision. I'm going to stay with them, or I'm going to say sorry. They're not getting it. We're going two different ways. They're going south, I'm going north. Can they stay together? No. You're going south, I'm going north. Yeah. It's just as simple as this. Or you're going to stay in the middle of the south and north and start fighting the rest of your life, which way you should go. If we can bring them north with you, great. But don't go to south with them. Because if you go to south, you're never going to get to north. It's just meditate on this. You know, gentle wisdom and see, you know, where am I? Then your life becomes much easier. You have a commitment, you have a strength. Okay? Then a crisis comes, then situation changes. You know, what will happen around me, I know, mission is number one for me. No matter what happens. If it is with my wife, if it is with my disciples, if it is with my son, this is my family. That's number one. Okay. Now, if I can take some time away from my mission and help out, you know, those people, fine, I will do it. But if they become their friends to do my mission, then I have to say, sorry, my mission is more important. Isn't that makes that much easier? I don't apologize for this at all. Because that is the most important thing in my life, really. So we are not apologizing. Then we have their strength. Tell them what this is my life. This is my faith. This is the revelation I received and not before. I am standing, you know, behind my word. Then you will see that. Even my family is going to respect me even more. They're going to have a belief of, you know, how strong I am in my faith. So, you have to choose. That is the crux of the matter. If you do not choose, then you will be lukewarm, and God said, I'm going to be out of my mouth. Does that make sense? Any follow-up question about that? Anybody?
Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome. Okay.